some people, I guess you're talking about fat back or some of the things some people cook with.
Okay. What if it had no lean to it at all?
That's fat back.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it?
The rind, I guess.
Ever heard of a side of bacon?
Yes, I've heard of it.
What's the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. What's the outside of the bacon called?
The rind, I guess.
What's the kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat? That's the same kind of question. What's the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
Okay.
We used to call it sausage, but we try to say sausage. Mm-hmm. It sounds better.
Who kills and sells the meat? Or who used to?
I guess the farmer.
Well, and you go in a shop.
Butcher.
And, mm-hmm. If the meat has been kept too long, you might see that meat has done what?
It's become tainted.
Or what has...
Spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Brains, I guess.
Have you ever heard of head cheese?
Yes.
And souse?
Yes, but I didn't realize that's what it was.
Okay. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I don't know.
Ever heard of liver mush or liverwurst?
I guess so.
And did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
Did you ever take the juice of head cheese or liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal?
No.
Ever heard of scrapple?
Yes, when we lived in Philadelphia. We sure didn't like it.
Okay. Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
It was rancid.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you kept on hand is called?
Buttermilk?
Well, what would you...
Sour milk?
No. What?
Clabber?
Clabber. Okay. What kind of cheese do you make from it, from clabber?
Cottage cheese.
What is a bacon deep dish made of apples with crust on top? Something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry.
Deep dish apple pie.
Mm-hmm. Or, okay.
Brown Betty, some people call it.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding? Or the milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over the pie?
Well, kind of a hard sauce, but not exactly.
Okay. What's food taken between regular meals? You might call it...
Snacks.
Okay. In talking about eat, principal parts of eat, you might say, something at breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate.
Okay. Yesterday, at that time, I had already...
Eaten.
Last week I
ate.
Okay, every day. Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Milk, coffee, juice.
How do they make coffee?
The percolator.
How do you cook it or?
Mm-hmm.
What other terms might you use?
Boil it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Liquids.
Or what's the most frequently?
Water.
Okay. If you drank it out of a container, you'd say you were drinking a...
Drinking what? A glass?
Of
water.
Okay. And I'm at the principal parts of drink. I asked you how much did you drink, you say,
I drank.
Okay, a lot of it. Then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
Okay. We sure what a lot of water.
Drink.
Okay. All right. When dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them if you have company for dinner?
Say, let's have a blessing.
Or how might you call them to the table? Or what might you say to them when they're in the room and ready for dinner?
Supper's ready, or dinner is ready.
Okay. Right, I'm talking about sitting down and sitting. But somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, why won't you
have a seat?
Okay. So then he
sits down
and begins to eat. No one else was standing. They had all
eaten or already sat down.
Okay. And then talking about help. If you want someone not to wait till the potatoes are passed, you say, if they're right in front of them,
help yourself.
Okay. And then using the principal parts of help. So he went ahead and
helped himself.
Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for any.
If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
passed.
Now, if it's been cooked and served a second time, you use it one meal and use it another meal.
And you reheat it.
Okay. And, all right. What kind of food do you call that?
Leftovers.
Okay.
Warmed over yesterday.
Okay.